The Bureau of Land Management recently released its final public lands rule, which is set to put conservation on equal footing with other multiple uses taking place on public lands. But the state of Utah has come out in opposition, pointing to the impact it'll have on the almost 23 million acres of BLM land in Utah. Reg Johnson with Utah's Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office says the state supports conservation efforts, but calls the rule a solution looking for a problem.
What we have already put into conservation designations, and then what you have for the acts that promote the conservation of the lands, why do you need to level that playing field? The playing field has more than leveled over the past 40 to 50 years with the passage of all these acts.
Johnson contends Utah's lands and wildlife will suffer as a result of the rule and adds it'll make mining critical metals used for batteries even more difficult. He and others, like Governor Spencer Cox, call on the BLM to immediately withdraw the rule and work with stakeholders on more practical solutions. But conservationists see the rule as a big win for restoring and sustaining public lands for future generations. Johnson calls Utah's public lands a fire-dependent ecosystem, but adds fuel loads have accumulated drastically due to over a century's worth of fire suppression. He says the rule will make executing and continuing vegetation management projects more difficult, including reducing the threats posed by fuel loads.
One of the biggest contributors we have to carbon dioxide right now is wildfires, at least in the West. Transportation, all the others, yes, absolutely. But wildfires are a huge contributing factor to that. One of the best things we could do is reduce the fuel loads on some of these areas to reduce the fire risk. And this rule puts that at risk.
The rule also creates the frameworks for restoration and mitigation leases, which will allow groups to restore public lands or to offset the impacts of a particular use. Johnson argues the leases will leave too many loopholes, but the BLM says they won't disturb existing authorizations. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.